back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we kicked off our series in the Lord's Prayer. And as we go through this devotional time, I'll probably be reading from the Psalms through the course of each week, just encouraging you to pray back to the Lord from the Psalms. Obviously, in this Lord's Prayer series, we are not only teaching through the Lord's Prayer, but trying to hit the point of the Lord's Prayer, and that is to learn to pray. Jesus in Luke, the Lord's Prayer is found both in Matthew and Luke, and in Luke, Jesus teaches a shorter form of the Lord's Prayer in response to his disciples asking him, Jesus, will you teach us to pray? And so I want to read to you from Psalm 103, just the first few verses. It says, "Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." I want to just pause there and, acknowledge something the psalmist just did. He starts with the inmost being. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And then he moves to, forget not all his benefits. It is right and good that we look in our lives and we say, oh Lord, thank you for everything that you've done in my life. You have washed away my sin. You've forgiven my sin. Lord, I'm going to be with you forever. And even though right now we sometimes deal with the brokenness of the world and a sickness of a body, there is coming a day where Jesus is going to make all things new. That he has redeemed our life from the pit, that he has crowned us with love and compassion. This is, in some ways, part of what we're speaking to our souls, is saying, Lord, look at what you've done. But the result of that, as we look at what God has done in our lives, is really to be able to look inside and say, Lord, in the inner being, from my soul, I want to be able to just praise you. I want my heart to sing out with the goodness of God. And some of that comes by looking in our lives and saying, look at all that he's done in my life. And then I think also being reminded of what we've prayed in the Lord's Prayer this week, our Father in heaven, just being reminded that God is our Father, that he's adopted us into his family. And when we think about the way that he has crowned us with love and compassion, we're able to look and say, oh, my soul, with all that I am from the inside, not just the externals. I don't want to just praise him with my lips, but have my heart be far from him. I don't want to just go through the motions. I want this relationship to be something that I feel deeply within me, that my soul praises God. Lord, thank you for who you are, and may my soul praise you in my inmost being. So I want to encourage you. I'm going to take a moment here to pray and to pray some of those words back to the Lord. And then I want to encourage you to take some time to think about this and then to pray back to the Lord along those lines as well. Father, just personally, I take a moment to say thank you for everything you've done in my life, the way you have been faithful to me over my entire life, the way you've been faithful to my family, God, to our church. Lord, and just being your son, the fact that I get to call you Father because of what you've done for me through your son, Jesus Christ, in making me your son by adopting me into your family. Lord, thank you. And I'd say with the psalmist here, as I think about all the ways you've been faithful to me, God, may I praise you from my soul, in my inmost being, may I praise your holy name. Lord, I ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to take some time now and speak with the Lord and praise him and ask that he would give you the grace to forget not all his benefits, but to praise him from your inmost being.